I'm right here.
Show yourself, boy.
I'm on camera, homie.
I got about 128 pixels on you. Is your internet just trash?
You are pixelated as well. My internet is fine as far as I'm aware.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 604. Who wants a smoke? And who would prefer to spend 5 minutes alone in the bathroom with Mike Boris?
Thank you, Sam. From hot mic guest every so often to host. I'm really climbing the podcasting ranks over here. A beer and I closed the tab for Skype.
We had been talking about our connectivity issues, so I was sure it was
right, that. Right. Yes, our connectivity being me closing the connection. It's going to be hard. Anyways, thank you all for joining us today. It's a two-man show today. Sam, why don't you tell us about your beer?
You got it. I got Black Rocks Honey Lav. Any beer that's supposed to have honey, I'm skeptical of. I've had a couple good ones in the past, but usually I find that the honey has just converted into raw booze and not added any of its, you know, potential complex floral notes. This smells sweet, not like honey, just sweet in its own way. Huh. I kind of am getting it. Hold on.
Ooh.
I honestly wish I hadn't put this in the fridge, because this feels like one that the coldness might be covering some complexity, because I am getting surface level honey notes, which is more than I usually get from a honey beer. So I might just set this bad boy aside for the first 20 minutes of the show and see what I get once it comes up a little bit.
All right. Sounds awesome. I have about the exact opposite of your beer. I have Vitamin C Brewing Company's Mexican Blanket. This is an imperial stout. I think they called it a pastry stout at the brewery. There's no description on the bottle, so I'm reading off Untappd here, but it says our imperial stout brewed with cocoa nibs, cinnamon, Pasilla peppers and vanilla beans, and it is 10.5%.
That was my first question. 10.5%, and it doesn't say that on the can / bottle.
It definitely said it at the brewery when I got it. It does say it in very. It says 10.5% imperial stout in very small text on the bottle.
Okay,
but it doesn't give me any of the other flavor notes or anything.
I'm on record as saying I believe you should be legally obligated to print your ABV.
Yeah, it's with like a minimum font size and shit too, honestly.
Right,
like
right.
I hate turning over my can looking for the fucking ABV on these things.
Ditto caffeinated beverages. If you're getting a canned caffeinated beverage, tell me the milligrams. Like that, like FDA, where you at, dog? But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Now it's not the time.
Do we have a soundboard for this?
Oh, shit. One of my kids is running around. Hold on. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, that's a pretty accurate representation of the FDA, too. So here we are.
Sorry about that. Breaking news.
Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know how familiar you are with the program Rubble and Crew.
I'm not.
Well, I've recently been informed that Chase makes an appearance in one particular episode of Rubble and Crew.
Wow. Okay.
So
is this a crossover thing from another show, or is this
kind of.
Okay.
Rubble and Crew is a spinoff of Paw Patrol. With one of the Paw Patrol pups being Rubble. He takes center stage in this new show. But Chase, who was kind of the lead on Paw Patrol, apparently appears in this one episode of Rubble.
Seems kind of like stealing his thunder a little bit, but what do I know?
Yeah, I'm kind of just assuming that Rubble and his construction cousins just curb stomp the fuck out of this motherfucker, but we'll see.
I'm glad that even in the Paw Patrol universe, they're doing weird cousin shit for construction grifts. Like, it's it's very good that, yeah, you got to get kids accustomed to that early, you know?
My understanding is they all met each other at a family reunion and decided to start a construction company. And I guess the one just was like, I'm going to quit my crime fighting crew to go be a construction worker. Like, I don't
That's
know.
A very
like,
2020 move. It's 2025 now. You can be a cop if you want to be a cop, little doggy.
It's nothing against construction workers, but like, he was pretty much a superhero. He briefly had superpowers.
I mean, can you imagine like what the Avengers could do if they put their minds to construction? Friggin' like Hulk just tossing girders around.
Well, I don't know if I trust the Hulk. I think you need someone keeping the Hulk in check.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to do more damage than construction.
Yeah, that's the risk you run with him, I guess.
But like Iron Man, that dude's stacking, that dude's welding, that like...
Oh, yeah.
That's raw profit.
Oh, yeah. So the only kids show, welcome to the kids corner. We're, talking about kids shows. I guess this is kind of my life content too for the week, but we are coming off of like 3 weeks of what I would call the real first, like daycare sickness, coming home. So Ellie got like stomach bug, puking everywhere. And then we got stomach bug puking everywhere. And then Ellie got some sort of flu and then we got that. So I'm still a little sniffly here, but we have caved on our no screen time policy due to extenuating circumstances, and we've been watching Bluey. What are your thoughts on Bluey?
Well, I have two thoughts. Before I get to Bluey, first off, Tyler canceled last minute because he's feeling sick.
Okay.
My children also have vomited all weekend, and I Ooh. Showed up, you showed up. Interestingly, Tyler, nowhere to be found.
I will say, if I was recording one of the past 2 weeks, my attendance would not have been as rock solid. But yeah, Tyler, what the fuck, man? Get your shit together. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
You don't even have kids to look after. Honestly, like, being sick without kids, piece of cake.
But yeah, Bluey rules. Bluey... The thing about Bluey is there is some children's TV that my kids watch that sucks, that I wish they would stop watching. And there's some that I'm like, I understand the appeal here.
Mm-hmm.
But Bluey, I think, stands on its own as a show that legitimately I might watch by myself. I never have, but I could see myself watching it alone.
I can see a bunch of college kids like getting stoned and throwing on some Bluey, you know, like.
There was a time that we were at some of Emily's family's house for Thanksgiving or something, I don't remember. And we were going to leave, and then the Rain episode came on. I don't know if you know the Rain episode. There's no dialogue in the whole thing. It's just visual. Wow. It's very artistic. And we were going to leave. And then Emily's cousin's husband was like, hey, the Rain episode's starting. And I was like, all right, we'll leave in 15. We're going to watch the Rain episode because it's so good. Like, it should be winning Emmys. It's so good.
That's so funny. That's such a fucking, like, I know BoJack Horseman has an episode like that. And The Bear has, like, maybe 2 or 3 episodes like that where it's just like, you're kind of waiting for the episode to start the whole time. And then, like, you know, Bluey is short, but half an hour in, you're like so caught up in it that you don't even really realize.
And you can only get away with it if your characters are already that concrete, that realized. Like, I know everybody's motivation. I don't need to hear what you're saying. I know what you want and why you're not getting it. I don't need to hear you explain it to each other.
Yeah.
But that's TV talk, and that's TV boring talk. As fuck. So we're switching over to...
Yeah, the people want to hear you play a game instead. For sure.
Yeah, man, this is always bad. It's always bad. It's like kind of, it's kind of a tradition that it's bad. Can you see my screen?
I can. Let me see if I can figure out how to make it much bigger than it currently is.
Uh-oh, where'd it go? Oh, no. This game needs a controller for best experience, so grab a controller.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll see if it lets me do...
This game is called Beer! Exclamation point.
Oh, fuck. Can you hear this?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I barely hear some, like, whispering.
So...
Did it go, whoosh, beer?
Yes. So, you are coming through my headphones. This game is coming through my speakers. I guess maybe I'll just turn off my speakers. That'll solve this, right? I'll have to fix this later, but that's fine. So basically, I always just look for beer games, and this one is just called Beer with an exclamation mark.
All right. For those listening at home, I'm looking at a bright yellow. It's supposed to be like the inside of the of a beer glass. It's like bubbly. Sam's got a big pointer, and he's clicking on glasses of beer. He clicked on a bear.
I think these might be puzzle games. And was not supposed
to do that. There's the prompt that just says help question mark, and then there's a word help exclamation point. But Sam did not.
I think I ran out of time there.
You can't get ye beer.
I'm gonna draw the letter Y. Maybe letter U.
Okay.
No. Right click. Nope.
You can't get ye.
No cheese.
This one says no cheese for you.
Okay. Well, now I don't have control over the cursor. Oh, but I can do it with the arrow key and enter key. Great.
Okay, so you clicked on the beer and you got credit for it, gave you a check mark. It says, are you certain?
I clicked on it, it started blinking, and then I clicked on it again. Type in the magic word, I'm gonna type beer.
Okay. You got it. Good job.
Jeez. Which Roaring. One should I go for? Left or right?
Mirror. Right. I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Fuck you, Boris, you suck.
Waldo is drunk. There's...
Okay.
The game is over, for those listening at home. Sam got a total score of 9,000. 4,000 beer bonus, 5,000 time bonus. And that's a new record.
Oh, man. So usually when I have one of these shitty games on here... We can make a podcast out of it. Is it just going to make me start over? Should I start over?
Let's try one more time. See what happens.
Oh, one more time. I think you might be underestimating how many times we're going to do this. Beer.
Get the beer. Click on it. All right. Got it. In Soviet Russia, beer gets you. How do you? No cheese for you.
That's the one where I have to use my no mouse. I still don't know what help is.
Help.
It's clearly a puzzle situation.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Okay, spelling is hard. That's a bear. That's not beer. So don't click on it.
Yeah, I'm just taking a sip of my beer, not touching the bear.
All right. Oh, you got a check. Perfect.
Nice.
You can't get your beer. Don't do anything again?
There's no way. Fail.
Okay, you failed that one, so you were supposed to do something. Word salad. Oh, boy. Okay, do we see beer spelled out anywhere? By clicking on B and then E? and then E.
I don't see
B is to the right of where you are.
I ran out of time.
Oh, okay. Liquor Hunt. You got to click on the beers. Oh, you missed.
I think I missed on that second one.
You did. Are you certain?
Do I just click on
the
beer?
I guess. Yeah. I think you have to click when the beer is on the screen.
Did I miss?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, you got to.
Okay, now we got a puzzle.
Yep. Okay, this is like a jigsaw puzzle.
It's a four-piece jigsaw. Only four pieces. I think I can handle it. Okay, great.
About
new high score.
I mean, we got 16,000 this time, which is pretty good.
All right, so let's refresh from what you we just from... learned, because now it's a roguelite when you think about it. So
you just have to experience all the scenarios.
Yeah, the Soviet Russia one, it's that your mouse goes in the opposite direction of how it's supposed to. It's just inverted, okay. Which is like weird, but kind of not that hard.
Right.
There's the one blinky one. I think that's a timing issue. That's a skill issue on my part, and I'll just do better.
Yeah.
There was the word search where I totally shat the bed. I couldn't find the letter B anywhere. You did. You were trying to tell me where it was, but we ran out of time.
Yeah. I'll tell you earlier if I see it next time.
I
was looking for beer. So I think what you might have to do, though. So I did not see beer in like a word search fashion. I think you have to click on the B. Do you think
there's like lager or ale or something?
Oh, maybe. I was thinking you had to click on the B and then click on the E, like not contiguous with the B.
Oh, well, we'll start with that and
okay.
We'll keep learning.
We'll keep learning. All right.
I'm glad that I picked this. It's rich and deep. One more time, Boris, you fool.
Let's go. Okay.
Let's go. Got the beer. Bang. Soviet Russia. Got it. Easy.
Boom.
I forget what this one is.
Y-E can't get ye beer.
Can't get ye beer.
Where do you get... Okay, clearly letting the time run out is not the right thing to do. Oh. But it's just like a blank thing.
Oh, no cheese for you. I remember to do this one. It's annoying, but it's very doable.
Okay.
This is the one where I don't touch anything, right?
We gotta
figure out how to do you can't get your beer. But we know this one already. Fuck it. Oh, we never learned help either, did we?
Is there like an options menu or something? Or right click?
Right click does nothing.
Drag the help onto the...
I hit escape
the...
and that... I hit escape, and it just canceled the game. Okay, the answer is not escape. We've learned something new.
Your total score is 27,000, though.
I think maybe we thought that was high score, and it's just total, like, actually total score from all runs.
Oh, it's like summing your...
It's cumulative.
Right, because it's... Yeah, it gave you 4,000 beer bonus, 17,000 time bonus. Help. Beer, bear, deer. Okay.
Okay. Well, not helpful. Well, now it's his best score, 27,000. Or is that 21,000? Hard to tell.
Probably 21. Because you got 17 and 4 last time. So that's a 21 that just the 1 looks like a 7.
What a shitty game. Grab the beer. Got it. Soviet Russia?
You can't get your beer.
We don't know how to do help. Right click does nothing. I'm not hitting escape.
Click somewhere else on the screen, I guess.
I'm clicking all over.
Click outside the help.
Oh, ran out of time. Spelling is hard, not just something.
Yep. There's a 9 on the right there. What is that doing there?
I don't know. Maybe that's how many seconds I have to wait.
There's a timer in the top right that counts down for you.
No cheese. On.
You can't get beer, beer. Can you click on the word beer up there?
Yeah, nothing happened.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Liquor Hunt. Sam has to hit the bouncing like the DVD logo on our menu. Butter, cheese, eggs. Is this a memory thing? Okay.
What the fuck?
It's tic-tac-toe.
Oh, it's tic-tac-toe.
Block it, bottom middle.
I ran out of time.
Yeah, don't touch the red lines, I think. You got to navigate your mouse there. Expertly done.
Nice. Thank you.
Divide and conquer. There are five beers and one bear on the screen. I guess click the beers and not the bear.
Oh, okay. I thought it's going to be more complicated. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
B.
There's a B. Click it.
E. E.
E. And
Where's an
then
R at?
below the B.
R.
Yep.
That's
R.
all it
Crushed
was.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah!
Waldo is drunk. There's a beer. There's a deer
I
and
just
a
clicked on a
bear.
beer and it didn't do it.
Okay. Mirror.
Type
Type in the
beer.
magic word.
Should I click on this beer?
Yeah. There's a one in the top left. We've seen a nine and a one just sort of floating.
Maybe I'm supposed to wait for the.
I think when it
Wait.
starts blinking, you're not supposed to do it. Click it.
Oh, snap it. Snap in, you fucker. Oh, you fucking ass. God damn it.
Same goofed a jigsaw puzzle. The answer, my friend, is dust in the wind.
So the issue is that I'm not controlling the cursor right now. It
And it's
looks
just
like I am.
scrolling. Okay, you were able to move it up, though. Oh, because the cursor was blowing in the wind. I see. Okay, so this is a memory thing. You got 4 seconds. Hurry. No, yeah.
Fuck!
Okay, there's a beer in the second box. I don't know how you did that.
With my great brain that I have.
I just saw it snap to the end. Did it like shuffle for you?
Oh yeah, it was a shell game thing.
Okay, I thought that's what it would be, but from what I saw, it just like there was a beer in a box and then it just like snapped and they were like elsewhere on the screen.
Oh, that's very
And
funny.
you just with confidence click the right one, so.
Well, the shells weren't moving that quickly. All right, so what did we learn? There was the tic-tac-toe, which you recognized as tic-tac-toe, and I did not. And if I had known it was tic-tac-toe earlier, I probably would have been
Yeah.
able to do it.
Well, there was a 3x3 grid, and one of them was tic-tac-toe, and the other was like a memory game.
I was very close on the memory game.
Yes. With
I ran out
another
of time,
two
but I
seconds, you would have
kind of
gotten
had
it.
it. What was the thing where there was the time? It was blinking. Do we know what that was? Was that me mistiming my click, or
No, I
was I
think you
supposed
got
to
it.
wait for
I
something?
think you, it was because it says, "Are you certain?" Right? And so you clicked it, and then the beer started blinking. And I think you maybe just need to let it blink for a while. I don't know.
And we still don't know the Yi one.
Can't get you a beer.
And there's one other one that we don't have at all, but now I forget what it was.
Help. Help? So
Help. Yeah.
you've clicked on the question mark help, right, at the top?
I'll try that next time.
I don't know. Try that. Yeah, it's about the only other thing I can think
My
of.
only other thought is typing in the word help, because
Oh, interesting.
typing in the word beer wins that one round. We'll see.
Yes. Yeah, try it.
Get the beer. Bang.
Get the beer. In Soviet Russia.
All right, solved.
Nothing.
Spelling as hard as the one we don't touch. This is one where the number popped up randomly one of these times, but this time no. No,
Yeah.
no. Okay, whatever. Who cares?
Help.
Type
Help.
the click the question mark, typing the word help. Nothing. Right click does nothing. Okay.
You can't get ya beer. Can you type beer?
There's the number one here. I'm trying the number one.
Type number one, yeah.
Nope. Right the no mouse one.
DVD screen. Oh,
Bullshit.
you missed. Okay,
I
this
don't
is the
think I did
tic-tac-toe. This is
miss.
tic-tac-toe. Bottom middle, bottom middle. Oh, you goof. I mean, you wouldn't have won anyways, but
Yeah, I don't. I
you
think that
just
was a
gave it
cats
to
either
him.
way.
The bottom right corner,
Thank
one to
you.
the left, B. E to the left, two, up two. Yep. E. Oh, we ran out
Fuck.
of time.
Fuck. Wow, that was a
Goofed.
bad round.
Why does our time bonus keep going up?
Okay, after this round, I'm going to see if I can give control. Oh, we don't know what to do with this. See if I can give you control.
Oh, and fuck.
See if you can beat me.
Okay.
If this game were, like, good or popular, I would be like, well, let's Google the answer to the help ones.
I'm just going to Google you can't get you beer here and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe it's a cultural reference. We're not kidding. But this is, like, it's two losses every round because we don't know what the fuck we're supposed to do. But this is a free win. The spelling is hard, at least.
Sam, would you believe there's a guide on the Steam community for getting 100% on this game?
I unfortunately do believe you. Oh, shit.
So, can't get you beer. Do you want me to just start spoiling some of these?
Well, let me finish this shitty round first.
Okay. This is tic-tac-toe.
So if you cats at tic-tac-toe, it gives you the loss, which mm-hmm. is ridiculous because any intelligent play at tic-tac-toe results in a cat's game.
Yeah, is it a solved game?
It's an imminently solved game. It's a game that's solved by 4-year-olds.
Okay. If both players play perfectly, the game will end in a draw. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so give me just... Don't overload me, you know, because I'm a stupid, dumb man. What's the ye answer?
There's an invisible beer, and there's no penalty for misclicking. So you got to just click
spam
around.
Spam it?
Just spam it, yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Help is also fucking stupid, for the record.
Well... One at a time, right? We're making content here, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm just clicking randomly for help, too.
I do not know what the four means there.
I assume it's a bug, honestly. This game doesn't seem like it went
through. No, I don't think there's a rigorous QA.
Got it. That's so fucking dumb. Now we're waiting out. Spelling is hard. It's a good time to take a sip.
It sure is.
The jigsaw puzzle. Oh, come on. It's close enough, man. It's close enough. Give me a fucking break.
Okay. Tic-tac-toe.
Don't know what the expectation is. Legitimately, no idea what the expectation is. B. E. Where's my R at? R. Thanks for all your help, nice. Boris.
Gotta let baby bird fly, you know. Type in the magic word.
There it is. Well, come on. Do we know what the answer to this is yet?
No. Which one was that?
Hold on. We'll wait. Do we know how Waldo works? No. This is new, I think. Okay, I lost already.
Waldo is click on the upright standing beer. Oh, Simon says cheers. Slot machine. Deer. Bear. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. There you go. Love it.
Fuck.
Why does it end your game there?
I think maybe I had done all of them. Okay, I like have lost track of stuff to recap. Still don't know how to win tic-tac-toe because it's a solved game on the defensive side. You told me you know how help works. There was red light, green light. I think I might have just pre-jacked red light, green light, but I wasn't there long enough to be confident. And there was another game or two that just went by so fast. Oh, I guess that slot machine, I'm supposed to make it say beer, and I got anxious because it gives you gives you 10 seconds or whatever, not just to play the game but to try to figure out what game you're playing and then also play it.
Yeah.
All right, tell me how to beat help.
Beat help, you push F1. Apparently that's the help button.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
What a stupid fucking game.
Get the beer. Stevia de Raza.
Can't smell it as hard. The sip game.
Mm-hmm. Good that they have a built-in sip break.
It should be a little further along, IMO, but whatever.
Yeah. Invisible beer.
I got on the first click again.
And the number 8.
F1. Help
push F1.
Nope. Uh-oh.
What's your key binding?
Function F1. There it is. Function F1. Okay, and this is the easy, shitty maze. Did we ever learn this one?
No. If you click it...
It starts to blink.
Click on the beer and wait until the timer reaches 0. Don't click again. Bazinga.
Wow. Bazinga indeed.
Okay, take the middle one. Yeah. Okay, take top right.
Oh, so this guy's just bad at it.
Yeah. Okay, this one's click left click on the left beer and right click on the right beer.
This is click all the beers, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
B1E is below it. Did you miss?
I think I
missed a letter entirely.
Yeah, I think so.
There's one upright beer. Find it. Where your cursor is. Yeah.
I hope someone really enjoyed the weekend they spent making this bullshit.
I know, right? Oh, shit.
This is new.
You have to be able to click on both of them. Oh, it's just as long as one of your cursors.
Yeah, it's just like okay. Kind of weirdly easier.
That's funny. This is memory. Yeah. Crushed it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Frictionless. Oh, this is like a slider game? Fuck.
Oh, it's a 15-16 puzzle. I'm terrible at these. Fuck!
Yep. See no evil.
What do you think?
Invisible beer elsewhere?
I just clicked off of it and got nothing.
Yeah, no.
All right, blown in the wind. We know how to do this one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a new one.
Yeah. I guess click the box.
Yeah, I think I have to drag the box to... Oh, fucking fuck. What?
You got an achievement for it. 2 plus 12 plus 18,
30. There isn't a 30.
Do you have to do like 50, like two numbers that add up to 30?
Oh. Is it that?
Oh, no, it's the numbers that have been appearing. It's 8 and 4, and I don't know the other one.
Oh, fuck. Those are part of... Oh, God!
So Sam is now playing Tetris, apparently. Do you have to just clear one line?
I don't know. I lost. Because
you only
have,
like, 3 seconds.
That's bullshit. I had that one. Oh, God.
You got to push down to drop it quicker. Simon says cheers. Unbearable. Is there a beer in the top right? You probably got to click on beers while it's green.
Yeah. I
think or yellow. I would assume yellow is okay. You're going to run out of time otherwise. You got a well done. Nice job.
Haven't I gotten well done every time? Am I misremembering?
That was just game over. Anyways, should we take a quick break and see if Sam has any content for us?
Yeah, all right.
Besides your kids puking everywhere?
Can you see me now?
I see me, actually.
Oh, okay. I'll just stop sharing.
Freaky. I don't like it.
There we go. I had two different homeowner bullshit things.
Oh, we love a good homeowner bullshit thing.
So first let me read you an email I got.
Oh boy.
Hi Samuel, just drove by your property on address redacted. Just wanted to see if you're possibly looking to sell. We're just looking to move into the area. If it's a no, no worries. Best regards, name redacted. And I was like, fuck you, guy, and didn't respond. So two days later, I got, Samuel, we really like the property. I just want to see if you're looking to sell. If you are open to selling, what's your phone number? Thanks, name redacted. So I replied to the second email, and I think I replied correctly. I'm curious what you think the correct reply to that is.
The correct reply is to say, I won't go a penny under $14 million. But the correct reply is also to not reply, because that is 100% a scam.
So you're pretty close. I replied, what's your offer?
Yeah.
Fully expecting some lowball bullshit, and I was going to say $10 million. $10 million was the number I had in my head. $10 million is when I start to be like, I have to sit my wife down and say, listen, I know it sounds crazy.
Listen, this might be a scam, but
well,
there could be $10 million for us.
We would bring lawyers and whatnot into play.
Assuming, you're not just going to move out. Yeah.
Assuming I can magically assume that this is totally legitimate. My house is not worth $10 million. Not even close, obviously. But the logistics on, okay, now we have to move into an apartment while we find a house and like all that shit. I have three fucking kids and they're one and a half of them are potty trained. Like that type of shit. Like that's worth $10 million to me. So give me $10 million. And that's when I start to talk to the wife. So I said, what's the offer, expecting, you know, less than I paid for it.
Right.
And then I would say, no, the asking price is $10 million. He didn't get back to me. I don't think he will. I could, because I think you're right. I think it is a scam. The fact that he wants my phone number makes me feel like he's – I don't know what the rug pull is, but I feel like there's one that is scheduled.
So
that's where I'm at.
So I get these, but – so I have a Houston phone number because I basically just am still – doing the family phone plan shit because it's just always been cheaper than getting my own. So I get a lot of weird shit from a state thousands of miles away from where I live. But one of them is a guy named Ronald who has, I'm guessing, like a phone number that is like one digit off from mine, and he wrote it down wrong somewhere at some point because I get a lot of shit for Ronald. And most of it is like dumb political texts from stupid QAnon type Republicans. And a lot of them are also these like weird, like, hey, are you looking to sell your property at address redacted? And I am always curious what happens if I start trying to sell a property I don't own because somebody asked me.
I feel like the right response to that is like, sorry, I can't hear you. My ears are full of cock or something like that. Like, because that'll get them off your case right quick.
I assume it's a play for more information about you, right? Like, yeah, can you give us your phone number and I'll call you and be like, oh, I just need your social security number real quick to verify, you know, if you could just wire some money to this account so that we can get the lawyer fees going or whatever.
And the earful of cock episode title defense is perfect for this because it lets them know, like, this is not
that you can't hear
fighting all
because your ears are full of cock.
Right. Been there.
There's a whole like YouTube scene of people who like try to waste as much scammer time as possible, so they'll like pretend to be in on, or they'll pretend to get scammed basically, and then like drag it out for hours and record it, and those are kind of satisfying to watch.
I saw one of those that was like a dude with like counter hacking abilities or whatever.
Oh, he's tracing the call.
Right. And so, like, it was one of those things where it's like the hacker has you install a program so that they can take over. But I guess it goes both ways. Just thinking, I don't actually understand how that shit works. And so you can see the recipient's feed the whole time, and they're just in the other person's computer deleting all their files while they're like, I don't understand. The serial number seems like it matches. And they're just, and then at the end, they're like, no, I've been fucking with you. I delete all your shit. And then it's the scammer like begging, like, oh, please bring it back. Please. I'm so sorry. Just like, I don't know. Maybe it's all fake, but I still love it.
Yeah. It's just, I'm gonna get political for a moment. There are just so many things that suck about life and dealing with constant, like, I get like 4 or 5 phone calls a day that are just like garbage scam shit. And God, do I just want someone to run for some sort of authority to be like, I'm gonna cut that shit out. Like, these calls are all coming from weird ass, like, they're clearly spoofing their number because it's like your area code and 1 digit off of your phone number so that they think it's like a relative or something. And I don't know, just like, how hard is it to do something about this, you assholes?
It's one of those things where it's like, is it actually a huge technical concern, or is it that the right lobbyists are in play? Like, the thing I always go back to is taxes. Like, if H&R Block wasn't just flooding the government with money, we would have a tax system where it's just the government tells you this is how much you owe, and you cut them a check, and then you move on with your life. Instead, it's a two-hour ordeal. Like, my least favorite 2 hours of every year is me doing taxes.
The one you put off for, like, 12 weekends because you're like, this fucking sucks. I don't want to do it.
My personal rule is, I don't care what time of day it is that I finish doing taxes, I get a beer. If I start at 8 and I end at 10, I'm drinking a beer at 10:03.
Yep.
There's no fucking rules.
You got to wash it down with something, you know?
Right. The one thing I did on the subject of this scam call nonsense, I got one of those something your extended warranty calls, which are like, at this point is a meme because it's so commonly fake, but this was probably like 8 years ago before it was such like so prevalent. But you know, as soon as you don't tell me you know what I'm driving, I know you're full of shit. And so they were asking about the make and model, and I was telling them stuff about a car I don't I think I told them I drive a Hummer, which is like the last fucking car after a Cybertruck, the last fucking car. This was long before the Cybertruck existed.
A Hummer, I probably would have
said that these days, but and then they were like, how many miles are on that? And I was like, oh, that's a great question, let me check. And I just put my phone in my desk and went back to work. And I checked back, and they had hung out on the line for 40 minutes waiting for me to come back. And I was like, well, that's a win.
Yeah. Anything you can do to, can I tell you about the furthest I've come to getting scammed, which is still not very far, but,
what if I said no? What a bad friend would I be to say no, you cannot tell
me. That would be terrible for the content of this show you were.
Sure. Right.
This is back, I think it was when I was in Wisconsin, actually. It was back when I was on all the dating apps. And this was before, I remember towards the end of my time on dating apps, my like bot sensors were on high alert. But I feel like when I first like hopped on those, like when I'd first moved to Wisconsin.
You were just like, single hotties in my area. Where do I sign up?
Literally just this like very cute profile started talking to me, and it was very basic shit. They were just like, hello, and I was like, hi, and they were like, you know, what part of town do you live in? I don't know, just generic questions. And I had not encountered this, and I was like getting very excited. I was like, oh, this girl is talking to me. And then it started getting a little sexual, and I was like, all right, interesting. interesting. And then she was like, all right, now just go to this link and like we can chat more. And I was like, oh no.
That sucks.
Because like, I think if I had been thinking more clearly with the proper head, I would have been a little more discerning. But yeah, as soon as that link came through, I was like, oh no.
So the thing that should bum me out the most is that you thought that there was some fly bitty trying to get on you.
I mean, yeah.
But the thing that actually bums me out the most is this middle-aged guy that thought he had a live one and was like, ah, not today.
I mean, I am sure there was no human involved in the interaction on the other side.
You think
I am
that
sure
was
that
all
programmed? Oh, it was just a bot for sure, yeah.
I guess I'm never sure how good those bots are.
Did you ever get someone, I'm going to say something, and let me know if it means anything to you, smarter child.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
AOL Instant Messenger. Child?
I'm going to say 06 to 08 was my peak.
Wasn't that like child. Surprisingly good for a time when graphics cards were what they were?
No, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good
I mean,
point.
I was just a teenager, so don't let me don't me being impressed by something as a teenager should not be a metric
right.
of like it was so good, but you know.
I mean, we're roughly the same age. You're, you know, 10 or 12 years older than me, but roughly the same age. But I mean, I remember being like, this is clearly not a human being, but this facsimile of a human being is impressive at being that.
Yeah.
So
was,
I guess
it was a
I
good,
guess when you
it was
put
a
it
lark.
In, when you put it in that light, you know, that plus, you know, 10 or 15 years or whatever. And given the explicit goal of like con lonely men out of money, now all of a sudden yeah. it seems like an easy programming job.
Right. Ask. Yeah. You just pre-program like six questions that are just like innocent, kind of sexy. And then like, hit them with the link. Like,
yeah. Give them, can you please explain to me the Marvel movies? Or like, why is Tyler Durden so damn cool all the time? Like,
honestly, I'm like mad that it wasn't even that sophisticated.
I mean, that's not even that sophisticated. You hard code those questions, you're hitting large swaths.
Oh my god, yeah. Which Avenger is best?
Oh man, we could do
right?
a whole episode of just which Avenger is best.
Good shit. What do you say we rate these beers?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll never win at the game beer, but I do think I unlock some achievements off the check on those after the fact.
Yeah, you did get a lot of Steam points there. It was like one per mini game.
Yeah, I don't really know what Steam points get me. I don't think it's games.
Clout. Fucking street cred.
Hell yeah. I'm a real gamer.
Alright, what'd you drink, Sam? And how was it?
I had Black Rock's Honey Lav. I was so engrossed in my gaming, I don't think I really embraced the Bev. Let me try it again.
Well, if I may remind the listeners, you were pleasantly surprised that you actually could taste some honey at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, this tastes like watered down honey. Which is...
Is this a pale ale? Like, what kind of beer does it claim to
bro,
be?
Bro, that's a great question. I might have to hit up on tap for this. Like this American wheat ale is brewed with Michigan honey and a dash of lavender. I guess that's where the lav comes from.
That's probably a good style for those two flavors.
Yeah, you want mellow to
keep
make sure
soft,
the honey can shine.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, this is one of the better honey beers I've had, and yet... 3.5, no one to recommend it to. It's just like, oof. Yeah, man, it kind of tastes like honey. Cool. I'm a little bit go hard or go home on a honey beer, and this one went home.
Oof. All right. I had Vitamin C Brewing Company's Mexican Blanket This is an Imperial Stout, 10.5% ABV. I don't know. I think because I was a fucking doofus and closed the tab, I didn't actually properly intro this beer. So
because you closed the tab because you were because you hung up on me instead, you mean?
Because yes. And so anyways, I actually really liked this from the first sip. It's sweet. I think. Okay, so this is a thick ass beer. First of all, this thing is going down like syrup. Like it is thick. It is sweet. I don't know that I need to drink much more of it. I got a 500 ml bottle, so I'm gonna have to go pawn some of this off on my wife after this. But
and your kid.
It's and my kid. Yeah. Well, indirectly. and so. It's really good though. I'm getting all of the flavors that are advertised. You know, I'm getting cocoa, I'm getting cinnamon. The pepper is like, it's got that good like Mexican hot cocoa heat. That's not like it's not burning on the way down or anything, but there's just a little bit of a tingle there.
Oh man, I'm deeply envious of you. I would love this beer based on your description. Yeah. I would love this beer.
I really think you would, based on what I know about your tastes. Yeah, so this shit's real good. It does not hide its booze very well. Like, I really do think I'm drinking a 10% beer here. I can, like, it's almost got that bit of, like, when you drink wine and it's, like, kind of really dry on the tongue because the ABV is, you know, high. So that might be a discounting factor. But honestly, it's so sweet that it kind of balances out the alcohol in a way that it's not hiding it, but it is kind of like counteracting it a little bit. This is really good, man. I'm gonna give this a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
I think they went for it, they went hard, and they nailed it. So I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I'll recommend it to Sam Ginsberg because seems like you're absolute shit.
Way and, it's so far up my alley that my colon tickles.
Ew, gross. So we'll wrap it up there, I guess. Thanks for stopping by. Don't let the bastards keep you down. Email us at brewstwos@gmail. Shit. brewstwospodcast@gmail.com.
Nope.
Email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. Yes, that one. Email us at that email address and not the first two. Don't talk to us on social media because that's for what are you 12?
We're on Blue Sky, by the way.
Oh, we're on Blue Sky. Come to the new cool social media.
I got us on Blue Sky like 6 months ago. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Talk all you good liberal people. Talk to us on Blue Sky.
Figure it out.
Don't let the bastards keep you down. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. Replaced a toilet seat today. There's mm-hmm. the lid part and the like seat part.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a huge ass crack in the seat. Don't know what happened. I'm assuming it's my kid's fault, but I legitimately don't know how it happened.
Of the people in your house who would put a huge crack in a toilet seat, I would assume it's you and nobody else.